another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent back in the studio. Studio for Video Game Bang. And it is a hell of a day. It's been a hell of a 24 hours for this country, for the internet. And we're going to tackle all these situations. In fact, don't expect much video game talk today. All we're going to talk about is what's been going on with Donald Trump. So we're changing the name of the podcast. It's not Video Game Bang anymore. This is the Video Trump Bump. And it's going to be a change in format. Aaron has completely agreed to this. Is this correct, Aaron?
No, I have not. Definitely not.
No? Okay, my co-host, my faithful friend, holding down the show for a whole 11 days while I was gone, Aaron Carter.
I couldn't have done it by myself. But what's up, everybody?
What do you think? Let's just go. We're going to start off with the issues, because that's what this show is built upon, is the issues of America,
okay,
of this country.
Well, let me start off by saying, first of all, how dare they? You know, and this is serious. How dare they, like, play with America like this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So many other examples of them, of this being done the right way.
Yeah.
And we have to wait for BlizzCon for them to show her freaking
exactly what I'm talking about.
Sombra? Like, Sombra? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I didn't know what it. What you guys think?
No sense whatsoever. So it pisses me off to no end.
Yeah, it's
to
like
no
a,
end.
It's like a giant tease.
And I'm just saying, man, can we move forward? You know, I think we can. So yeah. That's my two cents.
Forward always.
That's my two cents.
Our resident Trump supporter, David Webb.
Wow.
There's the bus.
I think. All right.
There's the bus.
This is right Webb's last show, everybody. So,
yeah. Well, when you posted a tweet that had your ballot on it.
Why would you post a tweet with your own ballot?
I did not.
Oh, wait. No. That was Eric. That was Eric Trump. Never mind.
Eric?
I get them mixed up all the time. Eric Trump, one of Donald Trump's sons, actually tweeted a picture of his ballot illegally.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah. Fine of up to $1,000.
I mean, it's illegal to look at other people's ballots, and Trump did that on video, so.
And his son did that on video.
Well, he had to make sure his wife was voting for him.
Obviously, because
it was still iffy.
Yeah.
I know, Webb.
Please help me.
God.
The thing with this election is, like, maybe we're in the California bubble. But it seems like everybody on the streets that I passed was whistling Dixie, like, you know, I'm with her. Oh, gosh, I'm going to be with her. And then when it came down to voting time, it was all Trump.
Well,
where are these people?
No, I think you are in that bubble.
Yeah, because California was blue. Like, yeah. He had no chance here.
She won popular vote, though, overall.
Yeah.
She won. But she didn't win the electoral votes.
Because that's what matters.
Because that's the government.
Yep.
You heard her voice. She is back on the show. Is this your third week in a row?
I think so.
Yeah,
she's a staple.
Fourth show in a row. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fourth show in a row.
Something like that.
Wow. Yeah.
But I don't know. What did you say this was called now?
The Video Trump Bump.
I might have walked into the wrong studio.
Yeah, you definitely.
I'm in the wrong studio.
Yeah, we're all in the wrong studio.
Corey's not, apparently.
LB from Oblivion Comics and Coffee. How's it going?
Good.
And
I'm excited to be here.
You brought us wine?
I did bring wine. I figured, you know, now's the time to have a little bit of a drink.
We asked for
so
pot,
this might
too,
be the finale. I mean, you never know.
Wow.
This is the start of the finale.
Well, I'm being deported.
It's the start of our brand new podcast.
We will be all right.
Video Trump.
Cue the end of the world song.
And that is our special guest, ladies and gentlemen. You can see her beautiful, stunning face. She also has a big glass of wine. She is a good friend of the show.
I think my glass beats your guys' glasses.
It definitely does.
This might not bode well for me, though.
Well,
I'm a little jealous, though, so...
Well, you have those fancy STEM glasses. Apparently, STEMs are out, Ivy. No one told you?
STEMs are out?
Yeah, STEM on your wine glass, totally out.
Really?
Yeah.
I have those at home, so... Exactly. That might just be here.
What about those offset wine glasses that look like the ones you guys are using that are like sideways? You know what I mean? You haven't seen those?
No idea what you're talking about.
Good Lord.
I know what you're talking about.
Get in the now. Jeez.
I was obviously gone for 11 days. These guys held it down. They held down the fort. Webb was running the ones and twos. You actually even hosted the Wednesday show? Is that what I'm to believe?
I did.
How many refs did you get from Aaron?
None.
Oh, good. This is a really good comment. They're going down with the ship. Yes, we are. Yeah.
We held them back. Me and Steven both held them back.
Was Steven on the show?
He was. Because we looked at each other like,
it was, no.
Should we? Let the man fly.
No, I know. It was rough.
11 days is a long time to be away from home. This is nothing new for Ivy, who's like gone all the time on her travels around the world. But you're, from what I understand, your con season, you get to relax the rest of the year. Is that right?
There's only one left, and that's New Jersey Comic Expo next weekend. November 19th and 20th, yes. And that'll be my final show of the year. But up until then, right now, I've just been really... working on costumes, getting what's the female term for man cave? I mean, I want to call it a man cave, but
that's a good question.
I'm not a dude.
Craft room.
It's girl grotto.
But it's not always a craft room.
It's not. It's like all of my badass
kitchen
props and
collection. Oh damn! Whoa.
Too soon.
What do you think?
First of all, we have a chauvinistic president, so I can be chauvinistic.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody gets to, whenever it was like, oh, we got a black president, we can do this. I can't do that with the new president? That's off limits?
The man just said, in case you missed it, Ivy, or people wanting to, you know, hear it on the rewind.
Oh, yeah.
He said, and this was not me.
Surprisingly.
Typically,
it wasn't Corey.
This is all me, but he said the kitchen. When you ask what the female equivalent of a man cave is.
I have a gesture.
Go ahead. No, this is the internet.
Yeah.
In fact, it'll be better because someone will GIF it, and then we'll have a...
No!
I want to talk about this before we move on. I was lucky enough to go on this vacation, and part of it was thanks to the good people at Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con. They gave VGB Studios a press credential. And we were able to go there and check it out. And I've heard from so many people. I've heard from Ivy Doomkitty. I've heard from Jessica Made of Might. I've heard from Macy Rose. All these people are always telling me that Stan Lee's Kamikaze, which is what it used to be known as, is the best convention. And I always thought that too. Did you say that?
That's why I hated you for going and I couldn't.
Wow. I didn't know it got to the hate point.
Oh, we talked about that in great detail.
I offered you... badges. I could have made it rain badges on you, dude. Like,
Wow!
I'm
an independent man. I'm not gonna let Ivy Doomkitty just pave my way.
We're not independent.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
We pave our way, Ivy.
Pave the way in badges. You can walk on badges. You can wipe your ass in badges. Badges for everyone.
Oh, those things are not comfortable.
But he wanted it. We don't need no stinking badges.
We don't need no stinking badges. Yeah, this is how we do things. Self-made podcast right here.
So only one person goes.
So I was the only one who went. So I like the salt emojis from chat. You guys are clearly very salty. I went, and I have to say, converted me. Before, I used to say, I go to San Diego Comic-Con. That's the big one. There's no way it could be better than San Diego. I was 167% wrong. This is the best convention. Yeah, it's way better than San Diego, in my opinion. And... I don't know about stuff behind the scenes or anything like that, but I know as far as just a con goer, which is the term, things were cheap. And that's
what do you mean cheap? What do you mean?
San Diego?
Yeah.
What are we talking about
cheap?
You know,
when we go to Wizard World and you go to any booth and you're like, oh, here's a figurine. I bet I could find that for half the price on Amazon.
Okay.
Because I'm not paying $600 for a statue of Sailor Moon. This one, like, I don't know what it was, whether the vendors didn't have to pay as much to get in or whether it's just more competition. Everything was, like, affordable. I went up to the best thing to happen to me, besides hanging out with Ivy. Yeah, see?
That was a good save.
Jeez.
I almost slipped. Was Tommy Wiseau, the legendary filmmaker. You know, the
legendary?
I'm talking about.
You are really throwing that net word filmmaker loosely around.
Okay, the filmmaker.
The guy who took video. Okay. That's what we're going to say.
Who, as you're who made a video. Me apart, Lisa.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy. He had a booth there, and he's just, I walked up and I was like, how much for a bobblehead? You know, because I wanted to meet the guy. You know, he's a hero of mine. And I was expecting like $25, mm-hmm. $30, $40. What do you think? A bobblehead.
How much would I pay, or how much do I expect
it
was there?
How much do you expect it to be at a convention?
$9.
At a convention, it'd be like 15 to 20.
Yeah, I'd say 15 to 20.
For bobbleheads?
Yeah.
Yeah, for pop vinyls?
In general.
And he's standing right there. He'll sign it and everything after
that. Wow, and he'll sign it?
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
So then you got to up that to at least 50.
$10
for a signature for a celeb?
$50. I mean, it depends on the celebrity.
But I see
for like, a guy who shot a video,
the Black Ranger, he charges a good $40 for signatures that I've seen.
Walter Jones.
He has a name, Aaron.
Is that his name, Walter Jones?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Black Ranger charges $40 for his, and he's an awesome dude. Like he was dancing with the people and everything like that. Like
that was,
I was
50.
I was like, that was dope. Like, the man is a, you know, he's an entertainer. Tommy Wiseau, though, let's...
Okay, I want to guess $30.
You'd be wrong.
I'm going to guess $10.
Because Webb heard me. I did say it already. You just weren't listening.
Right.
We were... My bad. Sorry.
Only $10. I got a bobblehead, and then they threw in a free football because, you know, in the movie, inexplicably, they're just tossing a football.
Did
back
he
and
throw
forth.
The football with you?
He did.
Nice. What?
I got to play catch with Tommy Wiseau for $10. I got a signature on the bobblehead. I had to send it back home with Jessica because I then flew to Vegas for a week, but it will be here. I could do a show and tell. And he took a picture. Super awesome guy. And like
said, no accent whatsoever. Actually,
no
when you
accent.
Speak to
no.
him.
Completely no. I got to see like so many people, more so than normal cons. You know, when you go to a con, they isolate people to like the signing rooms.
Yeah,
and they kind of rush people back and forth. The whole back wall was just lined with people from different fandoms, varying levels of success or celebrity. But, like, Rob Van Dam, the wrestler.
No way.
Saw him just walking around. Saw Kel Mitchell. Just
no way. Why did you get a picture with him?
Where's his bobblehead?
Well, you have to pay money to, like, actually approach them. It's like the other conventions, but...
Now, if you had an Ivy pass, I bet you didn't.
I know, right? Ivy could have got you in there.
You've been walked up to them.
The multi-pass.
Multi-pass.
Exactly.
But, Ivy, what was your experience at this year's Comic-Con? I had nothing to compare it to. How did it stack up to years past?
It was a little slower.
From like a
really?
From like your booth perspective or just in general?
From a business angle in terms of a vendor, it was a lot slower for a lot of people. But I mean the fans were awesome, you know. Like that's for me anything I'm personally overexposed in Southern California. Like there's a lot of shows. It's not a good market for that. So for me, when I do Southern California shows, it's not so much like, oh, you know, what can I make, as much as the fan interaction and just hanging out with everyone. So for me, from that perspective, when I remove the business side of things, it's a favorite show of mine. I absolutely love hanging out with everybody there, and just really, it's the last con in Southern California where I get to hang out with my friends that live in the area. So. You know, I always look forward to it.
I thought it was a great con. I'll definitely want to check it out in future years. I think it's definitely one that you should put on the bucket list. I mean, when you compare it to San Diego, San Diego is a spectacle. Like, no way does it compare to San Diego Comic-Con in just the sheer scope of how big it actually is and how it just dominates the entire city. But as far as a convention goes, I'd definitely rate it above, like... you know, a Wizard World or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like a Sac Anime. Even.
Wow, you hold your Makes tongue, sense. Persian. This is our city Whoa. Here.
I'm dropping the hard P.
This is our city here.
Did you say Persian?
Yeah, you did.
He did.
Corey's Persian?
Yeah, you guys didn't know that I'm Persian? Oh, I was going to go into all my genealogy and tell you everything about my parents and all that, but I can't because the Whatcha Playing gods have decided that that's what time it is right now. We're going to play Whatcha Playing. If you guys remember the scoreboard, I'm currently in the lead. Aaron close behind. Webb is in dead last. And I don't think Laura has any points. So we'll see what you can do.
I would have.
Ivy, last week. Ivy, we'll give you a jump start of 10,000 points because you're a guest.
Okay, I'm scared.
The game is simple. All you got to do is tell us what you've been playing, and then I'll assign you points.
Oh, Overwatch.
10 points. Just because everybody's been playing it. Now, you said you played Sombra? What? How'd you play Sombra?
I'm not even kidding. I don't know what happened, dude. Okay, so I'm playing Brawl, right? And it's the way it's set up is it's like a mystery character. So regardless of whatever character you pick, it loads in random character, right? So when I respawned... Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, when I respawned, I'm like, huh, like, what character is this? I'm like, I don't recognize this character. What character is this? And I started, like, doing stuff, and I'm like, what the hell character is this? And then I died. And you know how, like, you can see, like, the little recap thing and when you die and all that. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, that's freaking Sombra. Like, you see the whole – her costume and all of that. I had no idea who
I
was.
Is that confirmed, though? You can actually be Sombra in the Brawl?
Like,
you're the only You're the only person I've heard say this.
Well, and you're playing on Xbox One, right?
Yes.
So there's no way we can test this.
We're going to have to
And I didn't record it or anything. I'm not – I swear.
Huh.
On the love of on my love for Reaper.
How much? Okay, because I know we talked about the Trump thing. We also failed to mention that marijuana is now legal in California. How much marijuana did you smoke before Sombra appeared on your console version of Overwatch?
I've actually never smoked anything.
Really?
She put it in a brownie, Corey. Yeah. Get it right.
I've never smoked, never taken anything. The extent of anything is alcohol. That's it.
Well, there you go.
Aaron, is that true for you too?
Yeah, I don't.
Ever? You've never?
No. There was, when I was.
I've been offered stuff, but yeah, I've never taken it.
It was the same thing. When I was younger, actually there was a girl I was really into, and she smoked, and she offered me some, and no, true story. It was in a Black and Mild. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you know it has the filter on there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So no idea. She offered me, to partake. And I tried to. Couldn't get it through the filter. Swear to God. Easiest thing in the world, mind you. Right?
Were you blowing out?
No.
Okay.
Try to inhale. Like, nothing came out. And then... on like the second try, I was like, "This is the stupidest thing I've ever done." Here you go.
What is it though?
It's a Black and Mild. It's like a cigar kind of thing.
It's like a cross between a cigar and a cigarette.
Yeah, but it has like this little duck head at the end of it. That's like a
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
yeah. And you know,
it's like a little plastic.
Yeah, a little plastic. Kind of thing, yeah, a filter thing. Yeah, couldn't get through that, so I took that as a sign, and literally that was in junior high. I took that as a sign, like, you're not supposed to be doing that. So
that's exactly why when Bill Clinton was like, I didn't inhale.
That's what happened.
Aaron was like, yeah, I could see it.
The filter is hard, yeah, man.
Me too.
Stood right
bro,
up.
Bro, I'm right there
here,
with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That filter's a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could, I'll join the party here. I've never partook in any sort of cannabis materials. I've been around it. I've helped, I've helped snip the buds. I've helped grow it. I've done everything you can do with marijuana except smoke it or eat it or consume it.
In any orifice.
In any orifice.
Now.
That I know of.
But that's none of my business.
So that's three of us. Webb.
Nope.
Never.
Laura.
She's like, every day.
What had happened was,
I'm
high right now.
So when I left home and I was, figuring out my life, I did try it a few times. It was not for me. First, it made me just knock out. I was just asleep for hours.
She said, I got things to do.
And then I just felt hungover. And then there was one time I was drinking and then somebody offered to smoke, and so I did both, and that turned out very badly. and I have not had any of it since.
How many Sombras did you see?
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
Well, since we know who the drug addict of the group is, Laura, what have you been playing, druggy?
I've actually been trying to 100% Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Ooh.
I think I'm at like 95% right now.
Sweet.
So what do you have to do? What's left?
I'm actually just going around to each region and trying to find all of the, like, the little trinkets and... The
collectibles.
Collectibles. There's a bunch of different ones. There's different challenges that I didn't realize existed before, so I'm going and trying to finish those off, too, so...
Do you ever look up YouTube videos to find out where the items are that you're missing?
Sometimes I get down to, there's, like, five things left, and I'm like, I can't... It's not on my map. How do I find this? So I'll go and see if I can find any tips, or even if it's just like a map that I can find to help me.
Damn, we had a viewer who used to make videos, and I'm pretty sure they did completion videos and did Tomb Raider. I just can't think of his damn name, though.
Gosh, must not be that important.
What's his name? No. He's kind of a punk. Maybe he'll show up tonight and we'll jar a memory. But
yeah.
Damn. That's going to bother
me. I think I may have actually used one of those videos for this once.
Really? Was his name like Ninja Since Ninja? I don't know. I can't remember. Aaron, what you been playing?
Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2.
You bought it?
No. Jerry bought it.
Kind of question is that?
So you're...
Corey, you obviously don't listen to your podcasts.
Clearly.
Or Aaron.
Clearly.
That's why I was so surprised. Aaron doesn't spend money. What happened?
Sugar
bear in the morning.
As some people may know, I'm partaking in National Novel Month. And I was sitting at home writing, and Jerry was like, come on, let's go, you know, to Fry's. And I was like, I'm, you know, kind of busy. What do you need at Fry's? He's like, I don't know. I just want to get out. You know, I just want to hang, right?
Yeah, as Creepy Jerry says.
Exactly. So I just broke down. I was like, all right, you know, a friend's bored. Let's go see what's up. We go to Fry's, and he's like, you know, let's just get Xenoverse. And I was like, what?
Just two guys.
Let's just
buy a game, and let's just like when we were kids.
Man. I was like, what? Where did that come from? And so I was like, okay, whatever. So we go to the section. Fry's didn't have it. Then we go to GameStop. And Fry's had it, and the lady brings it up, and she's like, that'll be $130. And I'm like, you know, hey, you know, I got mine. And he was like, you know,
Aaron,
did you
do one of those things where you pretended to look for your wallet?
No, never.
Soon as he offered, Aaron was like, all right.
I'm like, hey, you got it. You ain't got to tell me twice. So he got it. We played it. It's an amazing game.
Does his character still look the same?
We haven't played together. Not in a while. We kind of. I'm gonna let him do his thing.
Kind of
get some more clothes
ways.
First.
Well, when his clothes are from Baby Gap,
exactly.
You don't associate with him.
But that's fun. I plan on playing some more Nintendo 64 games.
Have you been playing the story mode?
Yeah, I have played the story.
In the first one, they did the whole like go back and change time thing.
It's the same thing. It's 100% the same story. The difference is this time, if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, they take so you have a in anime they have stories that are a part of the canon, and then they have movies that come out for animes that aren't a part of the canon. Dragon Ball Z is famous and notorious for this. So what they did on this one is they had a character that they created for the Xenoverse games take those non-canon characters and interject them into the main storyline. And so they have these villains that are trying to mess up the actual timeline that are from an alternate timeline. It's a whole flashpoint weird thing, but it's
wibbly
actually
wobbly timey wimey.
It's done very well. It's a fun fighting game, so I would say pick it up if I were you.
All right, Webb, what you playing?
Hearthstone.
Really?
Yeah.
Amnesiac? Did he give you the bug?
No, I randomly was looking for a mobile game to play, and I was like, all right, I'll download Hearthstone, start playing it. I was like, this is actually kind of addicting.
Have you ever played it beforehand?
I did, like, steps, like, one or two of the tutorial before, and then it just lost interest. But now I'm kind of hooked on it.
You'll
and
lose
then,
that.
But ended up, yeah, I probably will lose it. But it did inspire me to actually watch the BlizzCon, the World Championships.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was.
Unfortunately, Energy's teams didn't fare the best when it came to BlizzCon this year. Amnesiac was picked to win, made it to top 8 easily, but then got reverse swept by a dude named Pavel.
Who swept everybody.
But that was the crazy thing. Like, it always is... I always take solace in the fact when, like, my basketball team, when the Kings lose, and if they lose to, like, the world champions, you're like, oh, okay. That's understandable.
That's valid.
They're the world champions.
Yeah, they're, it's... Yeah.
So Amnesiac, the guy who beat him, did go on to win the whole thing, which is comforting. And then the same exact thing happened to Team USA in Overwatch. They lost to South Korea.
Yeah.
And then South Korea goes on to win the whole thing.
Those Koreans, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah. Although, I was listening to, like, recaps, and they were saying that Pavel, he's not to take away from his win or anything like that, but he just so happened, it was like every time that he was screwed, he would draw a card and just so happened to be the card that would flip the match around
yeah.
on him.
Yeah.
Oh, he had the heart of the cards. That's what that's
yeah.
called.
It was yeah. 100% the heart of the cards. People, like, ran the numbers, and he did, like, a 1 in 40 type of roll 2 times in a row to beat Amnesiac.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, it's in chat. Someone put the babbling book. Yeah, it was insane to the membrane. Myself, I've just been playing a little bit of Overwatch. I haven't gotten to play, like, no games, and I was so rusty, but the new PTR is ridiculous. The new arcade
five
mode.
5 points. You get 5 points because you were rusty.
Ooh.
Ooh. Damn. I threw that right back in your face.
You know what? I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Only because it's Ivy Dean Kitty. Otherwise... I wouldn't take that.
Those are damning points, though. Those are like...
It's fine. When we play Gears later on, I'll just smoke you. No big deal.
Well, here's the thing.
You guys, smoke you like marijuana.
You guys didn't know about this. I didn't tell anybody, but Ivy Doom Kitty points are worth quadruple.
So then you just got...
So if she awards you points, those points are worth... So you have 20 points.
I have 20 points.
Okay.
That's a twist.
That's...
No, the arcade on the PTR of Overwatch is fun. This new arcade mode, you can do 1v1s now, which is super fun. There's a smaller map, like Antarctica or something like that.
Yeah.
And there's two new game types. One is 1v1, so me versus Webb, let's say. It picks a random character, so it'll be like Soldier 76. We both have to pick 76 and fight each other, and the first one to like 5 points wins.
Okay.
And then the other one is a 3v3 elimination match. So your three goes up against another three, and it's just solo elimination until a team gets, like, 5 points.
Okay.
And they're doing loot boxes as incentives to play it. It's really good.
Nice.
It's really good.
When does that hit the full server?
No clue.
Awesome.
Tomorrow.
No, if anything, it'd be Tuesday.
We'll see.
We'll see. Well, we have a nice... little turnout here on the Twitch. I'm assuming it's all because I'm back. I appreciate it.
We love you.
Probably has aww. Nothing to do Ivy, with the gorgeous Ivy Doom Kitty who's on our aww. Podcast right now. Because we have such a great turnout, and because we have Ivy Doom Kitty, we're going to do something a little special on this episode. And some of you who are fans of the show may recognize it, but it goes a little something like this. That is, of course, the herald to the biggest, most popular game we do on the Video Game Bang called Bitch, You Guessed It.
Okay, I have to ask, I know Aaron, I saw Aaron's face, it was kind of like a, God, again? Have you heard this segment before, Laura?
I think I've only heard it once.
Okay.
Little Boogie is cringing inside.
Yeah, I am. Because your face yeah. was kind of like...
I'm a little bit... I'm just like, oh, what am I doing now?
You really did want yeah. to
show. Like, what did I sign in? It's the wrong episode.
Well, if you
wrong
guys...
Wrong episode.
If you guys aren't aware, the yeah. game is called...
Bitch, you guessed it! You was right.
I hope you're aware that this song is not popular anymore. Like...
I've never heard it before.
Yeah, and a lot of people never will anymore. Like, OG Mako, he's nobody anymore. Like,
he fell off the face of the earth.
Yes.
Well, this is our trivia game. I'll explain the rules. So what's going to happen is I will begin reading a trivia question to the panel. At any point during my reading of the question, you can check in, you buzzer in by saying your name. So, Webb, your buzzer would be?
Webb.
He's getting buzzed in right now.
This is why you guys made me play the first show that I did with Jessica.
Oh, you...
And I completely lost.
Yeah.
I think I got, like, one question.
Oh, that's good, because you'll make me look good then.
So,
because usually I always lose.
Aaron, check your buzzer.
Aaron.
LB, check your buzzer.
LB?
And nope. Ivy, can you test your buzzer?
L Boogie, yeah, you said it wrong.
Doom.
Hey, he called all me right. LB.
I like it. The yeah, well, Doom makes it go a little Doom. Bit faster. Makes you more Doom. Aerodynamic. So what's going to happen is I will begin reading a question. You can stop me at any time. You get one guess per round, essentially. So you want to be early on these questions. You kind of want to guess where I'm going. You don't want to let me finish the question because then someone else could steal it from you. You don't want that. Seven questions total. We'll play until there's a winner. And if there's no questions, OG Mako, can you please tell them what they're playing for?
Moolah, Benji's, Franklin's, and that Guapa Fendi with us.
Thank you.
Why? You still owe me a prize.
He's
so.
Never.
That's true. That's true.
He said you're playing for Moolah, Fetty, Gwala.
Fetty what?
What am I missing here?
Benji's, didn't he say?
Benji's? Yeah, Benji's. OG Mako, before we go, I'd just like to ask him a few questions.
Good Lord.
You know, when's the new album coming out?
Running my checkup, I think I'm with Nike on Sprint.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't understand him.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said, Aaron?
He said he voted for Trump.
Y'all couldn't hear me?
No, I couldn't hear you. All right.
Corey has put more effort into this bit than anything. Than OG
Mako put into the song.
This is obviously scripted.
Than OG Mako put into his actual song. Yeah.
I just want to know, OG Mako, how you living?
Still in that place.
I think you hit the wrong clip, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, you did.
He's still in that place and he's flexing.
Did he, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Right.
Question number one. Characters from this game include Outlaw, Twister, Mr. Grimm.
Aaron. Is it Twisted Metal?
Bitch, you
get it. Damn! That was a good one. See, that is how the game is played, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
I don't know if I should have been tough on you and made you say Twisted Metal 2 Electric Boogaloo.
I was going to ask, are you going to ask which one?
No. Like,
would that pass in Jeopardy?
No, because I didn't say it in the form of a question.
What is Twisted Metal?
The rest of them were, of course, Roadkill, Mr. Slam, Axel, Minion, Dark Tooth, and Sweet Tooth. Yes, you are right, Aaron. So that is how the game is played, guys. So Aaron has 1 point.
They got it popping off in chat, too. Yeah, they did it in chat.
Still anybody's game. Question number two.
Hit the button. There you go.
In 1994, we were introduced to a CGI animated television show where one of the primary villains' name was Megabyte.
Aaron.
Damn it!
Did you guys both want to say reboot?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to say reboot. Is it reboot?
Butts.
No, you're wrong. You didn't let me finish the question.
Oh, okay.
The rest of the question is 1,024 megabytes is equal to one what?
Web.
Web.
A gigabyte.
Did you guess?
Damn. So
at least that was a good one.
I think, Aaron, you jumped the gun a little bit.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like we all were about to jump the gun.
Read the question from beginning to end again.
My gun jumping was going
to
be wrong.
The question from beginning to end was, in 1994, we were introduced to a CGI animated television show where one of the primary villains was named Megabyte. 1,024 megabytes is equal to one what? Ivy, you doing okay over there? Because you're kind of getting your butt kicked.
Yeah. No, I knew, I knew the gig one. But I was going to yell it out, and then I realized, crap, I got to say my thing. And then I didn't say my thing.
She's via satellite, so there's
a delay.
She is
live via satellite, so there is like a, you know, it's Skype, so there's a significant delay. So, all right, question number three. Are you ready, OJ Mako? Can you please hit me with that funky beat? Thank you. Question number three. What do the following video game characters have in common? I'm going to just list their names and you tell me what they have in common. Eek. Bonkers.
Aaron. Are they all cats?
Damn it, Aaron. That was clearly a softball for Ivy.
Really?
And you took her question, you dick. That's why I don't play games with you.
This is why we can't have nice things.
I knew we had Ivy Doom Kitty. I had the foresight to put it.
So you threw a whole bunch of
cats at him.
Okay. All right. So again, we're about the middle of the segment. OG Mako, please tell them what they're playing for one more time. Moolah, Benji's, Franklin's, and that guava fatty with us. Thank you. Question number four. This Hanna-Barbera cartoon originally ran from 1993 to 1995. It featured two main characters. One, a small, tawny-colored dachshund. Dachshund? The other...
Dachshund.
Yeah, it's probably Dachshund.
Is it probably Dachshund?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably Dachshund.
The cat lady got it right.
I was going to let it go, but she's right.
I've seen that word before.
Sorry, I couldn't.
I never knew.
I own two of those, so.
OG, do you know how to pronounce that? Running my checkup, I think I'm a Nike. I think he nailed it. And the other, so I need to start that one over. This Hanna-Barbera cartoon originally ran from 1993 to 1995 and featured two main characters. One, a small, tawny-colored...
Dachshund.
Jeez. And the other, a large, purple-nosed
Aaron.
English sheepdog. Aaron.
Unless he changes up the whole damn question.
Again.
Yeah. Is it two stupid dogs?
Damn.
Yes.
Oh, that's what it was. I was really hoping to trip you up with these. I thought you would be done watching cartoons by that time.
Oh, no. Two stupid dogs is awesome.
Is Aaron Googling all of this?
He must be.
Can you check?
Nah, he's confirmed. Still
there. Yep. He's Googling.
Confirmed that I'm not Googling.
No, he's chatting with a lady.
All right.
That's how beast I am then.
Now I want to go. I remember
she's Googling
that show,
it for
but I don't remember that show.
Yeah, so that's
like,
how I'm at.
I'm like, wait,
amazing.
What?
Amazing.
Oh, no, I remember watching it all the time, but I have no idea what it was.
I almost buzzed in with Johnny Bravo.
With a Dachshund?
Johnny Bravo is definitely
no,
cause
then he,
a dog. No, because
he said Hanna-Barbera cartoon between this year and this year, but and he, I almost said Johnny Bravo, and then he finished the question.
Okay.
OG Mako, I've been thinking, do you think I can hang out with you guys sometime? I see what you rocking and bitch, you can't dress with us. Okay, that was a little harsh, but whatever.
Good lord.
All right, next question.
He can't dress with anybody. He's not making any money.
Oh, wait, so he has Google glasses. That's
yeah.
What Aaron has.
Oh, okay.
Everyone in chat is accusing you of that.
Wow, I guess everybody's conspiracy theorists.
You cheater.
So.
Characters from this children's series included superheroes named... One, Stinky Diver.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Should I give it to you, Webb?
No, go ahead.
Hey,
I want
play
no
by
petty.
The rules.
I know what it is. Damn it.
Was it the Wonder Twins?
But.
No, you threw that. You threw it.
You don't know what I did.
Webb. Action League now.
That was my next guess.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Aww. See?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a fair.
Ivy, you have 0 points back there. I don't know what's happening.
I'm failing at life right now.
Somebody in chat put kablam.
Hey,
would they have been right?
I'm failing too,
no.
So.
No?
No.
I mean, that's where it was on.
True, but it spun off into its own original series.
Mm.
You remember? Whoa. Can you name the rest of them, Aaron? I'll give you 5 seconds.
To name the Flesh.
Yep.
Milkman.
Yep.
You already said Stinky Diver, right?
Yep.
Oh,
come on.
I can't remember the girl's name.
Thunder Girl.
Oh, yeah. Thunder Girl, yeah. And...
You gonna try and name the Colonel?
Yeah, the black guy. The Chief or whatever. That's probably his name, Chief.
Sounds about right. Next question. This animated series from 1995 to 1998 was loosely based on the childhood of stand-up comedian.
Aaron? Is it Wayne Head?
What?
I don't know.
Wayne Head?
Yeah.
Bobby's World.
Damn!
Wow.
Does she know you're using that?
Wait. Okay. No, because
you can't guess the other two.
I know. I'm not going to. But Webb, you're correct in some aspect. Mine is correct as well. Both cartoons came out around the same time. I know which one he's talking about now.
Now we need to wait for this.
Let Ivy and LB have a chance, please.
I would love to. Yeah.
It was based off of the life of stand-up comedian Louis Anderson.
Yeah, well, yeah, now.
Doom, and I'm using my lifeline over here because they gave it away. It's Life with Louis. Did you
guess? Damn.
Google the other
ones. I didn't know that. Who's right? It's on the chat.
You use chat?
Uh oh.
You admitted it? Right there. You should have played it off.
I'm gonna lie.
What? Man, honesty.
I'll cheat, but I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly.
I draw the line at lying.
Exactly why she wouldn't last in the Game of Thrones.
OG Mako, oh, I don't know if we should give you the point. I'll let OG Mako make up his decision.
No, no point.
Nah, he said you get the point. He clearly said you get the point.
I think a pair of Nikes too, if I heard him right.
I think, yeah. Does she get OG, does she get the point? Did you guess?
Wow. Simple yes would suffice.
I guess, yeah, right? Alright, the final question. I think Aaron already won, right?
Yeah.
But here, just for funsies.
Yeah, we love funsies.
Just for funsies. A game was developed by Red Cap and published by Activision on November 7th, 2002. The titular character would go forward into becoming a major celebrity with his hilarious catchphrase, "Grab her by the pussy."
Oh, my God.
He would, in 2016, get elected president of the United States.
No.
Aaron.
Shut it down.
Aaron.
No.
Aaron?
Is it Leisure Suit Larry? Right? That's got to be right. They're the exact same character if you guys look it up.
Web.
Oh, my God.
The name of the game, Web. Do you know the name of this game?
Simpsons, the video game.
Somebody put Crime City Boss 2 3D.
Doom. A tangerine.
That's close.
You're closer. You're getting a lot warmer.
But.
LB?
I think you should just keep playing that.
But. That was my theme song for my segment. Before Corey did the remix.
I was surprised to see that this game actually existed. No one gets the point, clearly. No one deserves the point. I don't think anybody wants this point.
No, I don't want that point.
To be honest.
I think I was right with Leisure Suit Larry.
I think you were close. There was actually a real-life video game called Donald Trump's Real Estate Tycoon.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it went bankrupt.
The catchphrase was like, "Can you beat the king?"
Oh, God.
What type of game was this? Like,
so it was like one of the tycoon games. So kind of like
Railroad Tycoon.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's how the game is played. Thank you so
much. That's what you wanted to end it on,
OG Mako's. Send us home.
Told you.
All right. I thought that was a good segment.
Told you. I'm horrible at trivia stuff.
You never did like trivia at the bar or anything like that?
I've gone to trivia once, and I only watched.
Oh, you got to get involved.
but I do plan on having we do plan on having trivia nights at the shop all the time. So okay, I'm just not gonna play.
Ivy, what did you think of the segment? Be brutally honest. How awesome was it?
I actually liked it.
I feel like that was a stacked question.
I think that was a stacked question too. That's why she's one of my favorite guests.
Yeah, I liked it.
Our next segment is, of course,
good Lord, this is drawn out.
Web's telling the news.
Did we come up with another name?
Yeah, I was
going
to say, what was the new segment that we came up with?
What was the new segment name that we came up with?
Oh, darn it.
Web slinging. Was it
Web slinging the news?
No, we came up with a good name.
It wasn't cheesy.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good.
Trying to tell me this segment's cheesy?
Gouda.
So the first story we have on the docket. Watch my hands of that. Mass Effect. We had some news come out on Mass Effect Andromeda for N7 Day on, what day was that? That was Monday.
N7, come on.
Yeah, well, I had to figure out what the day, N7. So lots of details. I just wrote down some. There's a lot of stuff that came up, but I just took down some of the important stuff. So in the story, we're going to be seeing Alec Ryder, who is father of these twins that you are going to be able to play one of the twins.
What? Is that shocking to you or something?
No.
You stopped dead in your tracks for some reason.
Well, because I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
No. Yeah. I'm actually genuinely. I'm happy about this. I'm really happy about this. Go ahead.
So, in the designated Pathfinder of the Hyperion, like, Alec Ryder is the Pathfinder of the Hyperion.
The Hyperion Corporation?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like,
I think that's the name of the ship.
Well, I was
about to say, you're going to have to explain this to someone who's never played Mass Effect.
Really?
Yeah.
You never played any of the Mass Effects?
I played, like, part of the first one, or I think, was I talking to Seth Green or something?
Yeah, because he was your pilot.
I got Didn't you give me crap for not playing these games?
No.
So let's go back to the tapes.
Roll back to the tapes.
I haven't played it, so.
I've played part of the first one.
LB, I think you would love the first one.
It's something that I have always been interested in getting into, but I just... You know, all these other games keep coming out that I'm like, no, well, I know that I want to play this for sure.
Wait, you would really like the first one because it's a very good narrative. It's really lax on the shooting.
Okay.
It's like really, there's a lot of helping. Help you shoot and stuff like that.
Wow, so you basically said, you'll like this game because they basically put you on training wheels and make it
super
easy.
Oh, no, I need that.
Well, if you listen to the last show, you would...
We almost had a woman president.
If you were listening to the podcast when I was on...
So I'm kind of...
Wow.
There's your problem.
For some reason...
I want to know, Ivy, have you played the Mass Effect series yet?
Oh, crap.
No, it's fine if you haven't. Like, I'm with you. I actually...
I have not. I have the games I have yet to play because, again... I travel so much, so
and
yeah. Currently,
and three are now backwards compatible on Xbox One.
I feel vindicated that she hasn't played. So that's three of us at the table who haven't played it. I think you guys are the ones with the problem.
You guys are missing a good story, very good story.
I already played KOTOR. I don't need to play Mass Effect. KOTOR.
KOTOR was the best. Republic.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. I love that game.
That is the stuff. If you've played that, you don't need to play Mass Effect. You have a pass.
Revan is my... Yes, that's goals right there to cosplay
that,
one day.
That was, like, the best twist of any game I've ever played. I remember, like...
Don't tell no one. Hold on. Some people may have not
played
it.
No, that game is so old.
I know, but it's such a good game. It's such an amazing game. And it still holds up today, I think, in terms of story. That
okay.
You don't want to ruin it for Fine. Anyone because it's that amazing.
Fine, but it did make me go what? Like there was
right?
a moment
that animated.
That animated
with goosebumps. You get goosebumps.
Did your eyes pop out of your head?
Yeah, like a cartoon cat.
Yeah,
yep.
That's probably the one thing that Mass Effect maybe missed.
One eye popped out of your head. The other one's kind of like.
There were no
one goes further back. The other one pops out.
There were no major plot twists. I think the only thing with Mass Effect was it has that Game of Thrones feel. Anybody could die.
Okay.
But you can save everybody. Like, if you
make the right choices,
you can save everybody.
I'm so torn on games like that.
No, because there's a scene in the game where you have your crew, and it's like they really go out of their way to make it feel like this is your, you know, kind of family type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first one, I remember I had to play it all the way from the beginning. That's how good I really, really liked that game. But there was a crew member of mine who we didn't see, you know, eye to eye on a topic, and... Another crew member of mine shot that crew member. Like, while we were doing this, like, Mexican standoff, I kind of gave the nod, thinking, you know...
He was just going to have a retort.
He's going to cap him?
Yeah.
Like, kneecap him or
something?
And
then, boom, he kills him. And I'm like, oh, crap.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah. And so you can react that way, too. You can literally, out of one of the dialogues, you can be like, that is not what I wanted to happen, or whatever.
And then you shoot the other guy.
No. You don't shoot the other guy. Then you're just losing all crew members.
Everybody's dead. I did this on myself.
But it's good.
I did No Man's Sky.
And then what's good is your decisions
carry over.
They ripple through every single game, mm-hmm. and it's just like that is you don't see that in any video game nowadays.
Can
it's
I go back and redo decisions later?
Save points, yeah.
You can. You have multiple saves, right? Yeah, yeah. You can have multiple saves and stuff like that. So you can go back. When Part 2 came out, and I heard that you can transfer your character over, I was like, oh, well, then I just need to play Part 1 again and kind of
I didn't want that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to do
so. So what's going on with Andromedas?
So the Ryder family, this is the main, this is what the story centers around, is fully customizable. So you can edit the characteristics of the twins' father and the siblings you choose to not play as.
Oh my god, this is so good. Keep going.
Alec Ryder, he's an N7, so he was a member of the Human Elite Special Forces in Citadel Space. The Ryder twins are both untested but trained, and they're also younger than Shepard was at the beginning of the original Mass Effect.
Okay, and then for people that don't know, Shepard was
the main
character you were in the other ones. And Shepard, of course, is just your surname. You can be male or female, you know. And everybody actually collectively agreed the female Shepard was better than the male in this series. Like,
I feel like I assumed female because I think that's really all that I ever see like online.
Because everybody was just like the actress who played, I guess, female Shepard killed the role. Not saying that the male one didn't do well, but it's just like the girl stepped in and was like, well, this is kind of my role.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry,
cool.
Male guy. You.
Who was the actress? Wasn't it the same as Cortana?
I don't know, but she had people question.
Jennifer Hale.
She had people questioning whether they want to play as a male or female.
Yeah. Jennifer Hale, she's a great voice actress. One of the best of all time. I actually met her at Comic-Con once, San Diego.
They did it so much that they had the cover where you can have either the cover of the male or the female one.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember working at GameStop going through and just changing the cover on all the ones. Like, this will probably sell more if she's on the cover. There you go. We can just put them all up there.
What else we got?
Okay, so let's see, where were we? So regardless of which twin you choose, they both play a major part in the story. Liam is a human squad mate and an ex-cop, and he's part of your squad. Phoebe is the Asari, and she is in your squad. And let's see, who do we have? Okay, so the Remnants we saw in the PlayStation meeting back in September, they're not related to the Reapers.
Okay.
The Reapers are a Milky Way threat. This is a whole new threat.
Okay, cool.
We're going to have squad mates from the new Andromeda series species, which are called the Kett. K-E-T-T.
Just new people.
Yeah, so other details include romance options aren't limited by the gender of your character. So
they weren't the last time. Why'd they put
details.
That?
Okay. Loyalty missions are back, but they are optional. Paragon and Renegade are gone.
What?
Yeah, but there will still be dialogue options with different tones. The character classes are different. You don't pick one, but fall into one as you build your skill tree.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Paragon. Well, okay. All right. The only reason why... I don't know. Good Lord. I'm so upset. Why do they keep taking... what makes humans special out of video games? Your decisions and the way that people react to you. Paragon and
Paragon was like you were like a good soldier. Pretty much. And then the Renegade, obviously, you were like kind of rogue.
Okay, I could see if they were saying we're taking it out so we don't want to limit to what you can say. Because if you were full Paragon, you couldn't say.
You can't say.
All right, then. Okay, I'm down. So instead, I'm down. You got me back. You won me. You won me. All right.
Okay. You can relocate skill points to change up your customization.
Oh, my God. This is game of the year, everybody. Game of the year already calling it.
Combat blends over base combat with faster movement. Explorable planets like the desert world Illidan feature a super boss with optional missions.
There's
but you said explorable planets.
Explorable planets.
Okay.
Okay. So how explorable is unclear.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be like No Man's Sky explorable.
No, that's fine.
But
that's fine. But still. it's probably because if you played Part 3, they had explorable planets, but it was just kind of you put your ship on a little cursor and then you explore and then it'll tell you what you found. You know, hey, you found some oil or something.
Oh, dang.
So if I can traverse the planet,
That would be cool. That's it, even that's if you're fine. On rails.
Yeah,
but if you can at least traverse it.
Yeah, then that's cool.
Yeah.
Game of the year, man. You've already said enough.
Have you guys seen the trailer for it?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
When's it come out?
I don't know, but it's already Game of the Year, whatever year that is.
You think it's going to be better than Red Dead?
Oh, see, that's the tough part. That is the tough part.
This seems like nitty-gritty details that would be coming out like the year before. So it feels like if they're giving us this kind of details about the characters and stuff already, won't it be next year?
It's probably next year.
I think it is.
It's too close. I don't think anything major is coming out the rest of this year.
March 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, so spring of next year.
March, oh. That's
soon.
Close. Yeah, that is around the corner.
Yeah, it's
and then
be
Red Dead's
going to
be the same year, and I think I don't know. That's going to be a toss up.
That is going to be a toss up. Yes,
a very close toss-up.
Bright future for gamers, though. Keep going.
Bright
next,
future for the
next,
games.
Next stuff.
Okay,
I'm done with this. This one, I grow weary.
I can't get any more excited.
You can't get any more excited.
Gross.
Yes.
Yeah, that is gross.
Well,
I got to say, too, for those of you who were wondering why Ivy just busted out into laughter when absolutely nothing was happening, is because we were talking to people in chat, and Nightbot timed her out.
Ooh.
Oh, is that what happened?
Nightbot.
Yeah. I was wondering what happened there.
Nightbot knows no limits.
Oh, yeah. Nightbot is a beast.
Drunk with power. He said, I don't give a fuck about cosplay. I don't care who this woman is.
And then he asked for money.
He said, no links. And then, but it's okay. She's a mod now.
She's so back.
She's okay.
Nightbot is, I'm a fair robot god king.
Yeah. I'm a benevolent
king. Yes, exactly.
You are welcome into my kingdom.
Just kneel before me.
I'll just get back into my corner with my little glass of wine like a good girl and my fingers to myself and not type anything ever again.
So, all right. So next I have, we covered a little bit of it. Actually, we covered a good chunk of it on the Saturday show, but BlizzCon happened this past weekend.
Oh, now, Ivy, how was BlizzCon?
Wow.
So, I mean, you were supposed to
I did not make it. I did not make it because I was horribly sick over the weekend.
As a Doom Kitty fan, I was, you know, I feel, I of course want your health and well-being and, you know, all that bull crap. But more importantly, I really wanted to see the cosplay.
Reaper Bunny?
The Reaper Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was going to be the Reaper Bunny of the bunny group that was at BlizzCon. I was so sad. I was going to be the badass bad person. Dude, I also have my Reaper mask and my guns here with me. They're pretty freaking.
Proof.
Did they replace
you're on Skype. Proof or does it exist?
You want me to? Oh,
yeah.
One sec. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, while she does that, let's move on to the next story.
All right. So some of the things that came out of the Overwatch, I wanted to bring this up since Corey wasn't here and we can get his opinion on it. So, of course, we talked about Sombra being released. And before the show, we were talking a little bit about the gameplay of her. And a lot of the things I'm hearing from her is that she's has a kit of a shooter, but she's kind of not necessarily a shooter type character. She's more of a specialized support character with her abilities and just so happens to have a gun. I kind of feel like it's more like it's kind of like Mercy. Mercy doesn't do a lot of damage with her gun. She has it to kind of like defend herself.
In close range, she can get to work. Sombra's pretty good. She's really tricky with the invisibility run, kind of like Soldier 76, but with invisibility, and it's on a timer.
Yeah.
And then she has this little grenade thing that she throws, and it lasts for like 15 seconds or whatever, and at any time she could push, I think, shift and just warp to wherever that is, which makes her very tricky to fight, because if you run into her, you think you're getting the best of her, and then all of a sudden she just vanishes, and you don't know if she's behind you, where she's at. She could be
anywhere like
on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even Tracer.
Even worse than Tracer.
You have an idea of where Tracer's at.
Yeah.
The flip side of that is, I've been playing a match, and I see the little thing on the ground, and so I just sit there and camp it. And as soon as she comes back, just Roadhog hook.
Yeah. Some other news that came out was for Heroes of the Storm. They got two new heroes, Varian, the High King of the Alliance, and Ragnaros, the Fire Lord Melee Assassin. And he is pretty cool. His ability is he can empower a fort or a keep and basically take that over. So if the game's going one way and you have a Ragnaros on your team, he can flip the game around by inhabiting a keep.
Flip the switch.
And
the biggest HOTS story coming out for Overwatch fans is that if you play 15 matches of HOTS with a buddy, you get a really, really cool Genji skin.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's going to be it for the news stories. We're going to have to end this bad boy. We got a lot. And we'll do a little after the show, too. So if you're in the chat, stick around. We'll have more with Ivy Doom Kitty so we can check out that mask. Thank you guys for watching or listening or however you consume this. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere podcasts are found. We really appreciate those follows. What else we got coming up, Aaron? We got a big show coming
up. Sat Gamers Expo
coming up next month. That's going to be exciting. Metamite returns next week. And then, of course, you don't want to miss the Saturday shows where Aaron Carter's in the driver's seat, the Weekend Bang. For myself, for the real David Webb, Aaron Carter, LB, and Ivy Doom Kitty, you've just been banged.
Let me put in chat.